So, I'm not going to talk about the door mission today, because I'm going to talk about that at camp when we have our little talk up there. And I didn't want to have you hear it twice. But I do want to talk a little bit about the gospel today. So there's two components to this gospel. There's the story of Martha and Mary and their receiving of Jesus into their home. Remember Martha and Mary, these were the sisters of Lazarus who Jesus raised after 4 days in the tomb, remember? So the first part of the story where Mary is upset with Martha, Martha is upset with Mary because Mary is sitting and listening to the teaching of Christ. And Martha is stuffing the kusa and preparing the plates and getting everybody served and bringing them something to drink and taking care of the hospitality of all the people. And Martha says to the Lord, "Will you get her in here because there's work to be done?" Basically, paraphrasing, but that's the gist of it, right? But what the Lord says is, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her." Whatever. My mom's patron saint was Martha. And every time my mom got nervous about something, I would say, "Martha, Martha, you worry about a great many things." And then she'd throw something at me. Yeah, but figuratively. The message here is that all of it is necessary. Preparing for hosting the people, making sure that you have hospitality in this story, this is important. What the Lord isn't saying is, "Martha, what you're doing isn't important." What he's saying is we have to prioritize our importance. And at this moment, when I am teaching, that is the part that is the most important. And then we can do all the other things too. So it's really, he's not really criticizing Martha for choosing to do that. What he's saying is we need to discern where we are and what is happening. And when the Lord is speaking, that's where we need to be. We need to hear his word. Because everything else we do is based on our understanding of his teaching, of his word to us. How will we know how best to serve our fellow man if we don't listen to what our Lord teaches? So the first message here is about really not that one thing is more important than another at any given moment or at all times, but at any given moment, we need to know what's going on. And we need to know, we need to give our attention to that which is the most needful at whatever time. And it might be different in different situations. So it's not like rigid rules. We always do this. It's about keep your head up and see what's going on. You know, if we're in the middle of the liturgy, that's where our head needs to be. Not thinking about what's going to happen later, but be in that moment, because this is where Christ is speaking to us, right? And is here with us. The second part of this is, it almost was like an add-on, and it sort of is, because it's like a whole other chapter later that they stuck into this gospel. But it says, "A woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, 'Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that you sucked.' But he said, 'Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it.'" And this is why it connects to the Theotokos, right? But again, it's the same kind of teaching. What the Lord is saying is not, no, we shouldn't bless the womb that bore you, him. But we have to understand why. You know, every woman that gives birth is a blessing, right? They brought a life into the world. But what was unique about her giving birth to the Lord? It was that she heard the word of God and she kept it. This is why she is revered in the church. Sure, it was important that she gave birth to the incarnate Son of God so that he could take on flesh and he could walk among us and teach us in a more personal way and take on our failings and obey God even unto death and then destroy the gates of Hades and rise and bring us with him to the kingdom. That was all really important. But Mary's responsibility here, the giving birth was just the actualization of it. The important thing was the choice, was that she chose to follow God, that she chose to say yes when the angel said, this is what's going to happen to you. Which basically, in any other circumstance at that time in that place, to say, oh, you're going to get pregnant and it's going to be the Holy Spirit, they would probably just take her out and stone her, right? Thinking that she was out fornicating. So the reality is what the Lord is doing when he makes that teaching at the end is not saying that we shouldn't bless her, but to say we should know why we bless her. We bless her because she heard the word of God and she kept it. She obeyed Christ. She did the hard thing and did it because she loved God. And this is why she's blessed. And this is why she's way up there. First thing we see when we walk into the church, the two most significant icons in a church in a traditional Orthodox design would be the one right up there, the Pontiff Corruptor, Christ, the judge, basically, and the one right here, which is basically the Theotokos holding the unborn Christ in her womb, the throne of the innocence that God sits on in her womb. This one, because we understand that Christ will come again and he will come to judge and that we want to be prepared, but that his judgment is just. And this one, because this is an example about how we can live so that when this happens, we will be with the sheep and not with the goats. So we honor the Mary in all the feasts of Mary because she heard the word of God and she kept it. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.